The Flaming Lips, a not typical band from Oklahoma City. Then again, the proudly oddball Lips aren't exactly typical of any band from anywhere. They've got a new release called At War with the Mystics. Here's music critic Christian Bordahl.
The opening track of the Flaming Lips' new record is a simple little song that's been given a dose of the band's madcap overdrive treatment. Called, appropriately enough, the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song, it came together when lead singer Wayne Coyne overheard a crazy little vocal harmony his bandmate Steve Drozd was working on.
I walked past there and I heard this little chant, this little yeah, 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 yeah. And immediately I thought, you know, we could make a song using that. The very first line immediately came to my mind, and it says, you know, if you could blow up the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it? And obviously the reply is, yeah, 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 yeah. If you could take all the love without giving any back, would you do it? So we cannot know ourselves or what we really do.
The Flaming Lips started as a punk band in Oklahoma City in 1983. But it didn't take them long to reach beyond punk and begin experimenting with studio technology and piling their trademark stacks of sounds into mountains of beautiful weirdness.
We really didn't know how talentless we really were, so we just sort of embraced this idea of making records any way we could. We sort of thought of the idea of more like, well, we can just kind of overdub a bunch of stuff and no one's really going to know whether we're playing or not. And if we're lucky, we can make it sound like we're much better than we really are. And I think as we went along, we just kind of embraced the idea of the studio being the instrument that we play.
With song titles like Pilot Can at the Queer of God and psychiatric explorations of the fetus with needles, not to mention live shows with whacked-out animal costumes, puppets, and video projectors, this is not your average mainstream rock band. But the Flaming Lips toured a lot. They developed a following, they got signed by a major label, and in 1995, they even scored a hit song and turned up on MTV. The band's latest album is called At War with the Mystics. Since America is at war, as some see it, with religious extremists, I asked Wayne Coyne if this is a political record. He said that some of the new songs definitely carry political overtones, but that doesn't mean the Flaming Lips is a political band.
I think this has been a delusional quality to a lot of rock stars, and especially politically oriented bands, and they think they're going to sing some song and they're going to stop a war by doing that. And we have no illusions that our music would ever do that.
Now that they're a bit older and they've tasted mainstream success, will the Flaming Lips tame their zany ways to stay on top?
For a group of sort of almost purposely oddball weirdos like ourselves, I think it's only by accident that we sort of can make something that the mainstream can relate to.
Can you relate?
Christian Bordahl is an independent music critic and producer at KCRW in Los Angeles. The new CD by the Flaming Lips is At War with the Mystics. And you can hear full-length cuts from their new CD at our website, npr.org.